Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. We caught up with one of our drivers. In fact, Donald Green, one of our latest Million Mile Club members. He's taken a break from the road, and we're asking him about his safe driving record. First of all, Donald, welcome to the program. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on you reaching this milestone, 1 million miles. Wow. You're now part of an elite club of drivers, as you know, Donald. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you come from, and when did you start driving truck?
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Eric. I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. I currently reside in Colorado with my lovely wife, Lori, my son, Cody, and a few other family members at the house. And I started driving trucks in 1999. But I've been driving larger vehicles since I was 19 years old.
Wow. That's, you know, that's
1979.
That's interesting. So we talk to a lot of our Million Mile Club members, Donald, and they often get involved because maybe somebody in their family was involved and kind of showed them the ropes. How did you get interested in trucking?
The honest truth, I started driving a truck after a legal battle with my ex-wife, and we had problems with the judge, and he took everything away from me, and I needed a place to stay.
Wow, so you hit the road, and I'm assuming you were living out of your truck for a while.
That is correct, until I met my lovely wife, Lori.
Wow, good for you. You have been very successful at it. This is something that I know you love to do. Tell us who you are leased to. Who do you run for?
I am a company driver for May Trucking Company out of Salem, Oregon.
Okay, awesome. What do you guys haul?
Anything that fits in the reefer box.
I love it. All right, tell us about your truck. What kind of truck are you running?
I have a 2013 Peterbilt 587.
Whoa. Wow, that's nice. That's a good company when they give you a truck that good. Tell us about your personal safety philosophy, Donald. If you're talking to other drivers, maybe whether they're veteran drivers or new drivers, and you're sitting around maybe having some coffee, what is it that you really use as your mantra? What are your personal rules for safety?
Well, my wife sums it up the best. Don't sweat the petty stuff, pet the sweaty stuff.
I love that. I'm going to write that down, Donald. That's great. I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes you really can get worked up about the little things. And that's interesting because I guess the little things, it's all relative. If you're on the road for a living, I don't know, and I've said this for years, and I've got family members who drive truck, my dad before and after his military career and other family members. But to me, as I watch you drivers, professional drivers, interact or have to, I guess, sometimes put up with four-wheelers and people who aren't really paying attention to what they're doing, you realize, you know, you do have to look out for them. And I would assume for you, maybe that's some of the small stuff. I mean, in terms of, you know, just the smaller agitating things that might get on your nerves, you don't let that get to you too much. Is that correct?
Not really. When I'm driving, I'm looking probably a half mile to a mile ahead of me.
Yeah.
And if there's a little problem that far out, I deal with it before it becomes a big problem sitting right in front of me.
Yeah. You talked about that beautiful Peterbilt that you drive. And again, that's a great company that provides that kind of equipment for you. But in terms of your equipment and how you treat it, we kind of have seen this pattern with our Million Mile Club members, that these safer drivers really have a greater respect for their equipment. Do you think that applies here?
Yes, sir, I do. That is my truck.
Yeah.
The company has graciously put my name, my Million Mile sticker, my years of service, which is at 14.
Wow.
And the 2012 Pensacola Trainer of the Year.
Yeah. Wow. That is awesome. All right. So if you're telling another driver, maybe a tip or two about safe driving, you mentioned one thing about, you know, keeping your eyes down the road. And we've often talked about like the Smith system and different, methodologies, I guess, that safe drivers use behind the wheel. What would you tell us if there's a new driver out there, and you just mentioned you've been awarded as a driver trainer, so you know what you're doing in that respect. What is it that you tell those young people or new drivers to the road about safety? What's that number one rule, you think?
Well, if you can't be relaxed behind the wheel like you were sitting in your easy chair, there's something wrong with your trip planning.
Yeah.
The key to success is trip planning. You have to account for every contingency out on the road, like a traffic jam, an accident, weather, rush hour traffic in some of our larger cities,
mm-hmm.
like Denver,
yeah,
right. Los Angeles, Chicago, New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
along the Eastern Seaboard, over by the White House.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Loop, that's not pretty any time of the day, but you got to deal with it.
Yeah, you know.
So if you're all tensed and not relaxed, something bad can happen.
You know, that's a great point. If you are, it's because you can overreact. You can, again, your mind is going a million miles an hour. If you are, I'm going to say in that zone, if you're more relaxed, then you are more focused. I think that's a great, great methodology.
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, when I take a run, wherever it's going,
yeah.
I don't care. I run water to water, border to border. I've been through all 48 states in my 14 years.
Yeah.
And when I take off on a trip from my shipper,
yeah.
In my mind, I am already at the receiver, whether it's from Los Angeles to New York or from Chicago to Des Moines, Iowa.
After
I have left the shipper, I am already at my receiver in my mind.
Wow.
I got to do is put the time in.
You know, and that's another great, I think that's another great way to approach this, too, because I think that if you were to, first of all, drivers love doing what they do because they love being on the open road. I know that probably applies to you. But
yes, driving a truck is a lifestyle, not a job.
Right. And you know, you see in terms of the job itself, you know, you kind of see, you have that end vision. Okay, I'm there at the shipper. And now it's just about, you know, putting that time in. I think that's a great way to approach this because I think a lot of drivers could and might be driving themselves a little crazy with all that small stuff in between. I think it's a great methodology that you have applied here to your career, and it's no wonder that you're part of our Million Mile Club. By the way, do you have any hobbies or anything you like to do when you're not on the road?
Oh, yeah, my wife and I would like to go fishing and camping. I spend a little time at the casinos that are a few miles away from our house.
Yeah, nice.
My favorite thing is just spend time with her.
Yeah, well, you know what? I certainly understand that. Well, our best to your family, and another congratulations to you, Donald, as we welcome you to our Million Mile Club. And we want to thank our sponsors. They include Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy International, Catscale, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Centers. And again, thank you for what you do out there, because when I think of safe drivers, Donald, I think of my adult children who have been driving for, you know, several years each now, behind the wheel, traveling the road, or any of my loved ones, my family, my friends, and any American that's out there on that road, sharing the road. I know that you folks who are the best at what you do are looking out for them, and I know for a fact that saves lives. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, I thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you so much.